Hi, and welcome to Author Uncut. I'm your host and author, Patrice Williams Marks. This is part one of defining the differences between writing a screenplay and writing a novel. Part two, three, and four, and so on, are future episodes. But for today, I'll let you in on one of the biggest differences I've personally experienced between the two. I started out writing spec scripts in the 1990s for sitcoms and TV dramas. Yes, I'm that old. I then transitioned into writing full-length screenplays. I wrote thrillers, comedies, and epic adventures based on true stories. I not only studied the craft in college and through writers' groups, but also was selected into a screenwriting program that was pretty famous at the time. I was able to get the formula down pretty quickly. One of the things you're taught as a screenwriter is to get in and out quickly and use as few words as possible, because studios want to see a lot of white on the page. They don't want to see dense wording on the page like a novel. So as a screenwriter, a TV writer, your writing has to be able to visually show exactly what is going on, how the character feels or what they are thinking. It's not something that can be shown, only actions. So let's say you have a mother racing to an accident scene where her son may have been involved. You have her driving in a car. In a screenplay, I would say something like, Judy's eyes swelled up with tears as her right hand vibrated against the steering wheel, gripping it as tight as a vise. Empty used tissues are strewn over the front car seat. Now, from that description that I just read to you guys, you can tell that she's very upset, that she's been crying, that she's taking her grief out on the car steering wheel. I did not use any excess wording or go into great detail about the car, her clothing, her surroundings, what she's thinking, etc., etc. With screenwriting, less is more. You have to get to the point quickly and convey the scene with dialogue and action quickly. Now, if I were to write that same scenario as part of a novel, it would be something like this. Judy received a call from the California Highway Patrol. Before she even answered, she knew something was wrong. She has always had a special connection with her son, Tony, and a phone call would only validate her intuition. Judy answered the phone and listened carefully before hanging up a split second later. Judy grabbed her purse, which was on the hallway side table. On her way out the door, she lingered outside her son's room, feeling a sense of urgency and panic. She remembered the last conversation that she had with Tony before he left the house that day. ... You see where this is going? We haven't even gotten to the car yet. Writing a novel means giving the reader complete details as to the character's situation, what they're thinking, their intentions, explaining what happened in the past, perhaps even in the future. So basically, a novel is the opposite of a screenplay. More is more. More detail, more character background, more character motivations, more backstory, more memory. You can go inside the head of a character in a novel. You can't in a screenplay. You have to physically show their thought processes, motivations, and more in a screenplay. For me, this was kind of the most difficult part of switching from screenwriting to novel writing. And it's because I found myself writing quickly like I normally do. And by writing quickly, I write short sentences every time. I would then have to go back and rewrite, sometimes taking one sentence and rewriting it into something that took up two pages. I still haven't mastered the transition because screenwriting is so ingrained in me, but I am getting better. My first novel, The Abduction of Nellie Dawn, you know, it was a story that's based on a true story about a 1930s famous kidnapping of a self-made fashion icon and millionaire, hence the name Nellie Dawn, and the senator who is willing to work with the mob to get her back. It's a pretty fascinating story, and it has a twist ending. So my first draft of the book was only about 135 pages. It's more like a novella. I had to go over and over it again and identify where I needed to extend the story, where I cut it too short. I also had the help of several editors to help me with this, to help me break my habit. After the final edit, it ran about 250 pages. Quite a difference. Let me give you guys another example. This is what I would write if it were a novel. Johnson, always the best dressed man in any room, adjusted his cufflinks and straightened his tie. He stared at himself in the hallway mirror, wondering if he would be named partner that day. Once he made sure every hair was in place, he knocked on the 10-foot mahogany double doors that separated the haves from the have-nots. A voice from inside bellowed, "Come in." Johnson glided into the room full of confidence. The founding partner had his back to him, sitting in his favorite Corinthian leather chair with gold accents. The oversized oriental rug in the middle of the room was there to be admired and never walked on. Okay, you get the picture. Now this is how I would write the same scene in a screenplay. Johnson checked himself in the mirror, adjusted his cufflinks before knocking on the mahogany double doors. A voice from inside bellowed, "Come in." Johnson lets himself into a room that smelled of money. That's it. Done. So screenwriting equals few words, visual, get to the point quickly, no inside head thoughts or feelings. On the other hand, novels equal more words, descriptions, you linger on even incidental facts, and you can talk about what a character is thinking and feeling and what their intentions are. So, in my next episode, I talk about why I love to write fiction based on true stories and how I find these amazing people and stories to write about. I really appreciate you listening and subscribing to this podcast. To get in touch with me, go to authoruncut.com or sensitivityreviews.com. You can also email me your comments or suggestions for future shows at mailbag@patricewilliamsmarks.com. I value your opinion, so be sure to rate and review this podcast. Until next time, write on.